Nicolas Petit is sorting through his sled bag, pulling out frozen meat. He blazed from Ruby to Galena in 5.5 hours. It's a bit of a surprise, since Petit is running puppies and says he's just trying to get them familiar with the trail. Not win this year, but down the line.
The next 6 years. That's what their big run is the next 6 years.
Petit's run to Galena got a little bit of help from the weather. He was just behind a short whiteout, which left a fresh dusting of a little more than an inch of snow over sand and gravel. Right on his heels was Wade Mars, who spent the entire leg thinking he was lagging behind. And he's felt that way the whole race so far.
It definitely doesn't feel like I'm having the performance that I had last year. And we're doing better than we did last year. So it's kind of weird.
As Mars finished dinner before a quick nap, race veteran Aaron Burmeister dropped by his table with a few encouragements and a little perspective.
Well, you're doing good, bro. You're looking awesome, man.
Yeah, thank you. I know every time I'm like, man, they don't look very good, and then I'm like thinking I'm going slow, but I'm running with Nick, and I don't know.
Nick is going faster than anybody in the race.
Yeah.
Another surprise for Mars happened on the way to Ruby when he fell off his sled.
Well, I woke up when I hit the ground, and I landed on my hands and knees, and I hooked my foot on the seat stanchion as we went by, and I was dragging on my hands and knees backwards down the trail. They eventually stopped.
Marsh says he's mostly recovered now from a bad cold that made it hard to eat, but it didn't alter his race schedule very much. Another musher recuperating from an earlier ailment is Yor Olsen, who says he's only now getting back his appetite.
Yeah, definitely slowed me down in between Nikolai and Ofer.
The impediment threw off Olsen's race plan. But the other surprise, the bigger one, is how close together the top of the pack is clustered in a year that is proving exceptionally competitive.
I would be super happy with another top 10, but it's pretty hard in this company, so we'll see what happens.
With much of the technical driving passed and the strategies for taking 24 and 8-hour rests played, this stretch of the Yukon is where the race is raced. From the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Galena.